One of the selling points casinos tout is their positive impact on the local economy. When it opened this summer, the Encore Boston Harbor Casino in Everett estimated spending by guests and employees would provide a boost of hundreds of millions of dollars for the community around the casino. The MGM Resorts Casino in Springfield has now been open for a year. As that casino was under construction, several local retailers and restaurants say they got a lot of new business. How is it now? Here's reporter Nancy Cohen.
Today is Jason and Lori Check's third visit to the casino from their home in Sturbridge.
We wouldn't come to Springfield really anything else other than the casino.
Jason says so far they've eaten mostly inside the casino.
They got a couple good restaurants in there that have good food in there. So there's a steak place, which is really expensive in there, that we won't eat at.
But they have tried to eat at a pizzeria next to the casino, including today.
Red Rose, yeah, we tried to come a couple times, but they were either closed or it was Monday and they were closed. So of course today now they're closed again on vacation.
When the casino first opened, a couple of shops opened up in the block opposite the casino on Main Street, selling gifts and high-end women's clothing. But now those storefronts stand empty. Just up the street, at Sun Kimbap, a nearby restaurant, like many neighborhood venues, owner Sun Kim says she got a lot of business before the casino opened from construction workers.
Now, not many people come, but still some executives and some people still come.
Like casino customers looking for her Korean food.
Especially Asians looking for something different for kind of food. Look for us, Google and Yelp, and then come to us.
A short walk south towards the casino inside Mike's Beauty Supply, it's quiet. The owner, Michael Kang, is sewing a display wig. He says the casino hasn't brought him any new business.
Literally, other than bringing homeless people for panhandling, it really doesn't do anything for our business here on Main Street that much.
Down the block, Edouard Moyette is wearing a Chicago Cubs hat behind the counter at C to Z, a convenience store and smoke shop. He's noticed the same thing as Kang.
Now, the people from the bus terminal that were over there asking for money, they're all over here now. And that scares a lot of people. So that's why they don't go in the store. They're like, you know what, let's just stay in the casino.
Even though, according to Moyette, cigarettes are about $5 cheaper in the store, he says his customers are the same as before the casino's construction, mostly people from the courthouse, a bank, and lawyers' offices.
The casino didn't do no impact for us. No new customers, the same people.
Anything else?
In the south end, a five-minute walk from the casino, lunch business is brisk at Frigo's, an Italian deli. Outside at a table, brothers Michael and Adam Pruser from the Albany area are eating a pre-gambling lunch.
Turkey sub, lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise.
Yep, turkey, lettuce, tomato, onion, mayo.
This is Adam's fifth or sixth visit to the casino.
This is actually the first time I visited a business outside. It was actually his idea. He's the Googler.
Frigo's owner, Joe Frigo, says he doesn't see a lot of patrons from MGM.
If you're in the casino, you're not going to just say, let's go down to Frigo's, get a roast beef sandwich. You know, that's kind of a push.
Still, he says, the casino is a good neighbor in the South End.
It's definitely beautified the area. It's cleaned up a lot of blighted buildings. It's given people new life, new energy.
He says early on, MGM bought a lot from Frigo's.
We were selling quite a few gift baskets in the beginning, and I really haven't seen that in the last 6 months.
MGM is required under its deal with the city to spend locally. In its first months, the casino spent about $1.25 million per month with Springfield businesses. One of them, a couple of miles east of Frigo's, is park cleaners. Owner Rebecca Marigian says her revenues tripled since the casino opened a year ago. She launders the casino's uniforms.
We pick up anywhere from 700 to 1,000 pieces a day.
5 days a week?
7 days a week.
It's allowed her to buy new energy and water-efficient washers and other equipment. She's hired 9 more people, mostly part-timers from the Forest Park neighborhood. And just last month,
I was able to offer my staff health insurance for the first time, which is fabulous.
Before the casino, Meridian said she would struggle to pay the light bill. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Nancy Cohen.